morning, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
And Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast regional social worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
All right. Well, great to be back with you guys today. And so today's pearl that we're going to be taking a look at is this idea of the what if versus the what is, and really trying to let go of the what ifs and refocus on the what is and continuing to do that. And I think I just need to say, Sonia, you know, I do really often wonder what it's like to be a dog for many reasons.
I love that.
But I think one of them that stands out the most is that they can apply this idea of what is and being present in the moment without judgment so easily every day, all the time. There is never a focus on yesterday. There's never a focus on tomorrow. It is just this moment right now. And they have that comes so naturally to them. And I think we have this ability to not only use that, but to also just add in staying there and applying that self-compassion while we're there and using the grace that we've been given as humans. So I want to look a little bit further into this today.
Awesome. Well, I've got a great idea. How about if we each channel our inner dog with a mindfulness practice where we're just in our animal bodies and we let go of the busy mind, the busy primate mind for a little bit. So I love this particular type of practice of embodied mindfulness. It's a type of embodied training where we use the wisdom of our bodies to ground us in the now, quieting the spiral anxiety producing what ifs by just coming into our bodies and our breath. So shall we take a couple minutes to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So for our listeners, you can be seated, you could be laying down. It just depends on what time of day you might be listening to Diana and I. Be comfortable and ideally find a place where it's all right for you to really relax and perhaps even to settle your eyes. Whether you close them or you just allow your eyelids to come down mostly. So with embodied mindfulness, some beautiful tenets to pay attention to. The first is alignment. Whether you're sitting or laying down, move around a little bit until you feel your vertebral column come into a beautiful, stacked, balanced space. When we do that, we're structurally grounding ourselves, so it gives our muscles permission to relax. Notice, where are you holding on to muscle tension? Are there any muscles that you notice are having a tendency to contract? Just notice. And we're going to take ourselves into body breathing, body being. When we lose ourselves in thought, our bodies are activated to keep us safe, and so our muscles are likely to tense. The inverse is also so. If we allow ourselves to fully come into our bodies and use that inner wisdom, it gives our brains permission to relax as we stay focused simply on the sensations of our body, body being, body breathing, taking note of any sounds that you are hearing, temperature of the air on your skin. Tune into the sensations of your body. No story, no judgment, simply being in the moment. And then this moment. Body being. Body breathing. Ease the tension away from your jaw and your neck. Choose to relax your shoulders and soften the muscles around your belly as you breathe. And feel a settling into your hips and the heaviness of your legs. Simply be. This is a beautiful portable practice. You can take it anywhere, anytime. And please feel welcome to stay with this practice by pushing pause for a moment and continuing your own meditation practice for a few more minutes if you like and if you have the time. But be okay also with perhaps bringing a little bit of stirring to your body and lifting up your eyelids, taking a look around, and coming back to our conversation. How is that, Diana?
It was beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, part of this self-compassion piece is that we are really not looking for perfection here. We're looking for just the practice that is doing. So trying is all we're asking for. And I think that this is a great way to start. I'd love to be a dog. So if this is the only way it can happen, I'll take it.
Yes. So imagine channeling your inner kitty, laying in a sunbeam, channeling your inner dog, going out for a walk and sniffing the breeze and the plants around you. Be in that animal body, sensing, being open, being grounded, being capable of simply being in this expansive space. Love it. Well, thank you to all those that are listening, and we look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Until next time, be well.
And until the next pearl, ciao for now.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mybluepearlvet.com.